Further Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 40, Select Devotees, Episode 5. Just hear about the pure devotional service rendered to Krishna by Raghava Pandit. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu next spoke some relishable words to Raghava Pandit. I am obliged to you due to your pure love for me. Oh, my dear devotees, just hear about the pure devotional service rendered to Krishna by Raghava Pandit. Indeed, Raghava Pandit's service is supremely pure and highly accomplished. Apart from other commodities, just hear about his offering of coconuts. A coconut is sold at the rate of 5 gandas each. Although he already has hundreds of trees and millions of fruits, Raghava Pandit is still very eager to hear about that place where sweet coconuts are available. Raghava Pandit collects coconuts with great endeavor from a place 20 miles away, and he pays 4 pannas each for them. Every day, 5 to 7 coconuts are clipped and put into water to cool. At the time of offering bhoga, the coconuts are again clipped and cleansed. After holes are made in them at the top, they are then offered to Lord Krishna. Lord Krishna drinks the juice from these coconuts, and sometimes the coconuts are left drained of juice. At other times, the coconuts remain filled with juice. When Raghava Pandit sees that the juice has been drunk from the coconuts, he is very pleased. Raghava Pandit then breaks the coconuts, takes out the pulp, and puts it on another plate. After offering the pulp, Raghava Pandit meditates outside the temple door. In the meantime, Lord Krishna, having eaten the pulp, leaves the plate empty. And sometimes, after eating the pulp, Krishna fills the plate again with new pulp. In this way, the faith of Raghava Pandit increases as he floats in an ocean of love. Now, one day it so happened that about 10 coconuts were properly clipped and brought by the servant to offer to the deity. When the coconuts were brought, there was little time to offer them because it was already late. The servant, holding the container of coconuts, remained standing at the door. Raghava Pandit then saw that the servant had touched the ceiling above the door and then touched the coconuts with the very same hand. Raghava Pandit then said, "People are always coming and going through that door. The dust from their feet blows up and touches the ceiling. After touching the ceiling above the door, you have touched the coconuts. Now they are no longer fit to be offered to Krishna because they are contaminated." And such is the service of Raghava Pandit. He did not accept the coconuts, but threw them over the wall. Raghava Pandit's service is purely based on unalloyed love, and it thus conquers the whole world. So thereafter, Raghava Pandit had other coconuts gathered, cleansed, and clipped, and with great attention, Raghava Pandit offered them to the deity for eating. In this way, from distant villages, Raghava Pandit collects excellent bananas, mangoes, oranges, jackfruits, and whatever other first-class fruits he has heard about. All these fruits are collected from distant places and bought at a high price. After trimming the fruits with great care and purity, Raghava Pandit offers them to the deity. Thus, with great care and attention, Raghava Pandit prepares spinach, other vegetables, radishes, fruits, chipped rice, powdered rice, and sweetmeats. Raghava Pandit also prepares cakes sweet rice, condensed milk, and everything else with great attention. And the cooking conditions are purified so that the food is first class and delicious. Raghava Pandit also offers all kinds of pickles such as Kashamedi. Raghava Pandit offers various scents, garments, ornaments, and the best of everything. Thus, Raghava Pandit serves Lord Krishna in a most incomparable way. Everyone is very much satisfied just to see this. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then mercifully embraced Raghava Pandit. Sri Krishna Chaitanya also offered all the other devotees a farewell with similar respect. The following are purports on this section by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur states that Raghava Pandit was not simply a crazy fellow suffering from some cleansing phobia. Raghava Pandit did not belong to the mundane world. In lower consciousness, accepting something to be spiritual when it is actually material is called Bhauma Ijyadi. Raghava Pandit was an eternal servant of Krishna, and everything Raghava Pandit saw was related to the service of the Lord. Raghava Pandit was always absorbed in the transcendental thought of how he could always serve Krishna with everything. Sometimes neophytes, devotees on the lower platform, try to imitate Raghava Pandit on the platform of material purity and impurity. But such imitation will not help anyone. As explained in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Bhadra Abhadra Vastu Gyan Nahika Prakrite. On the transcendental platform, there is no such thing as higher or lower, pure or impure. But on the material platform, the distinction is made between good and bad, while on the spiritual platform, everything is of the same transcendental quality. Dvaite bhadra abhadra gyan sava manodharma e bhala e manda e shava brahma. In the material world, conceptions of good and bad are all mental speculations. Therefore, saying this is good and that is bad is all a mistake. Recorded February 7, 2022 by Nirantaradasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
Lord Gaurang is calling. Please chant the holy name. In every town and village, there's no time for all your games. It's time to wake up, find out who you are. Wake up, it's time to wake up. You've been dreaming on a star. Lord Gauranga is calling. Please come and dance with me. And if you chant, you'll be happy. Try it and you'll see. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare